Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, good morning. Many thanks for giving me the opportunity to address you at this very poignant moment in our political history. Thank you as well for your hospitality, and thank you for making us feel at home. I bring with me warm regards from our Chief Minister, Fabian Picardo, and his deputy, Dr. Joseph Garcia, who both planned to be here today. But a tidal wave of events has kept them busy between London, Madrid, and Gibraltar ahead of tomorrow's European Council summit, if it happens. We are following this now, minute by minute, but Gibraltar will not fold. The Union Jack, our precious Union Jack, is not a mere flag. To those of us who have endured hard times to secure the continuity of our British heritage, our British values and freedoms, the Union Jack encapsulates who we are as a people. People talk a lot about our borders and the problems that borders bring. History has taught us that where there is good political will, where there is respect for each other's jurisdiction, laws and government, borders need not be obstacles or impediments to good and fluid communication. Indeed, they can allow for differences which foster prosperity and respect. I am pleased that last September, Arlene Foster was able to come to the Rock to share our all-important National Day with us, and see for herself how the people of Gibraltar live and how and why we have passionately defended our British status. As Gibraltarians, we have faced challenges and seizures of every kind since we first emerged as a community over 300 years ago to become the small nation that we are today. Next year will mark 50 years since the Spanish dictator Franco ordered the closure of the land border between Gibraltar and Spain and the cutting off of all communication with the Rock in 1969. This even included telephone communication, believe it or not. This economic and psychological siege, splitting friends and families, breaking long-standing flows of prosperity and employment, endured 16 years. But we emerged from it stronger, stronger as a people, and even more firmly bonded to the United Kingdom, and absolutely resolute to retain our British identity. We will not be bullied, not then and not now. And it was that resolute stance to defend our British birthright that led to the border closure in the first place, as Spain resented the flourish of British democracy on the Rock and the recognition of our right to self-determination. It is because Britain, the British people, have stood by us that we feel confident in trying to engage with Spain today to promote good relations between our people. This, despite all the threats and noises coming from certain quarters. Brexit has created challenges for all of us. And this past week, you will have seen a peak in the intensity of the discussions surrounding Gibraltar and its future relationship for the EU, particularly so in the last 48 hours. It is critical that the United Kingdom remains firm in the defence of our right to self-determination, and that Spain is given no hope, absolutely no hope, in its campaign to take our sovereignty from us. Our borders and our history are very different, but our solidarity in defence of our democratic right to preserve our British way of life is unshakable. The Gibraltar government has worked tirelessly for the past 2 years to embrace the decision of the British people to leave the EU. Despite our 96% vote in favour of Remain, we have focused on grasping the challenge with both hands in order that we secure our British future as a people. Let me assure you that in our efforts and diplomacy to work with Spain to make Brexit work for all of us, we have not made a single concession on sovereignty. Not one concession on jurisdiction. Not one concession on control. But we do want to work with our neighbours and make the best of the opportunities to ensure that we help each other's economy flourish. These coming days will undoubtedly bring many challenges for all of us. I know that Arlene enjoyed her visit to Gibraltar, and I hope that many of you will come to the Rock and see it for yourselves. As former Minister for Tourism, I just had to say that. And by the way, of course, there are many reasons to visit Gibraltar, but one good reason to visit us is that on our main street in Gibraltar, a litre of Bushmills Black Bush sells for £15.25. Gibraltar greatly appreciates the support that the DUP has expressed in support of Gibraltar and its right to remain British, our right to remain British. And as my Chief Minister so often says, we are red, white and blue. We are red, white and proud. Thank you. Have a great conference. Thank you.